It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
The guy on the phone for a second date update today probably knows why he's not getting a call back, because in his email it said, "Hey guys, I need help. I called my date an idiot and now I need to apologize."
Oh, yeah.
That's usually going to ensure that somebody's not going to call you after a date when you call him an idiot. Yeah. What's up, Chris? How are you?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Pretty good.
Idiot.
We'll get to you calling your date an idiot in just a second. But first, what's the idiot's name?
But her name is Babette.
Okay. I didn't. Yeah. Where did you meet Babette?
I met Babette out of the club. And I don't always meet women at a club. It's always so difficult, so loud and everything. But I instantly hit off with her. It's weird.
Okay. Did you use a line or anything to approach her? Or?
You know, I don't have to really use lines. I just kind of use some swagger, you know? Yeah,
just call him an idiot a few times and then it's putty in your hands.
Yeah. Oh, man. No, I'll get to that part, all right? At first, it was great. We're talking. We're dancing. We weren't even drunk. We had, like, one drink. And
wow.
I found out that she had a bunch of mutual friends of mine. I mean, literally, like, 100 friends in common on Facebook.
Whoa.
I mean, and they're, like, real friends, though. People, like, I really see.
Uh-huh. All 100 of them?
Maybe half. Maybe half of them.
Yeah, that's Facebook.
All right, so you had a lot in common with her.
Yeah, and it just felt right. And for a while, we went back to my place, had a very great night. Woke up early and had breakfast. Oh, sorry.
No, I was just wondering, she stayed the night then?
Oh, yeah. You know, I don't want to brag, but like it was good. It was
nice.
Really good.
Yeah.
Okay.
The swagger again, I'm guessing.
It's the swagger. It was nice. It was really, I didn't even use the word lovely, frankly.
Oh, okay, that's so sweet. That's
had
crazy.
A lovely evening, and then she woke up at your place the next day. And when did the idiot thing happen?
All right, it wasn't like I woke up and called her an idiot. All right, we had breakfast.
Enjoy your night, idiot.
Good morning, idiot.
Yeah.
That's not what happened, guys.
Okay.
All right. I woke up and she woke up and we went and got breakfast and we walked around and just were hanging. It was easy. It was just like I felt it.
Yeah.
When you say you felt it, I mean, are you thinking that this could have turned into a relationship for you?
Oh, 100%.
Okay.
She just felt like someone I want to hang out with, you know, just be around.
Mm-hmm.
I even brought up with her. I even was just half joking, but really kind of being serious, asking if she could see us in the future together.
All right. And did she seem down with that?
Yeah, she smiled and she said, sure. And it was nice. And then we were just laughing about it and talking about, like, what happens when we get together? You know, who does what chores?
Oh, okay. So you're really talking future stuff together.
I was just kind of joking at first. And then we got into it because, you know, she likes to cook. I do dishes. So it's the perfect combination there. And she works in finance and better with money, so I'll do the yard work.
Okay.
You make the money,
yeah,
I'll make things
checks.
Pretty for you.
Yeah, but we got over a bunch of stuff, just joking about it. But then I brought up laundry, and at first it was kind of playful, but she didn't like laundry, doesn't. She really doesn't.
Like to a point where she was getting upset about it?
It's like her whole demeanor changed. She was this amazing, amazing woman, and then I bring up laundry. And it was like I mentioned somebody murdering her father back then.
She got that mad just at the thought of maybe doing laundry one day in a relationship with you.
To be fair, she explained that it was because her ex-boyfriend just kind of leached off her and made her do it. So I get that. You know, I get that. She doesn't want another situation where some guy's just making her do clothes. And I'm not that guy. That's not what I was trying to say. It just kind of came out that way. And then as we were joking a little more about the laundry, I thought joking, she was getting serious. I was like, oh, you're just being an idiot.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, then that's when you called your date an idiot and probably the reason she's not calling you back.
You know, I wasn't trying to call her a real idiot.
Yeah, but it sounds like what you were saying is you have to do the laundry in a relationship. You're the woman. And now I think that if you disagree with that, you're an idiot.
No. It's that she's making this big deal about doing laundry. It's our first time hanging out. You know, we met the night before. And we're just talking about small things. And I called her an idiot because she's making a big deal about something that's not a big deal. It's laundry.
Yeah, and now she's making a big deal about getting called an idiot, probably.
That never feels good when you're on the defense already. Now you're an idiot for being too emotional over a subject that we brought up. Like, I get what you were saying, but I can also see where on her side it would make her angry.
I didn't think about it that way. You know, that makes me want to apologize even more because I want to let her know, heck, I'd even do all the laundry.
Hey, that's good.
What was her reaction after you said that? Did she instantly get pissed?
Yeah, that's when the date ended. She had to go. She had
really?
Yeah, she had to do some work.
No, she didn't. Oh,
yeah, she didn't have to do anything. Yeah. She just had to get out of there.
I know, but I felt like I lost my charm at that point, so I couldn't really fight back.
You guys hung out for almost 24 hours, it sounds like, and then suddenly you get into a fight over laundry that hasn't even happened.
You know, it was really stupid, and I realized that I'm the idiot in this whole thing, so I was just hoping you guys could maybe help me get out of this.
All right, well, we can try. We'll play a song and then come back and call her and get your second date update, okay?
Guys, thank you so much. I really hope you can help save us.
All right, man, hang on. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.